This is Sam FM.
What if the computer was a beautiful object? Something you want to look at and have in your home. And what if, instead of it being in the right hands, it was in everyone's hands?
What drew you to the film Steve Jobs?
It's weird, actually. There's a couple of things, really. One is the kind of world significance of this figure. He's changed one of the most precious things about us, the way we communicate with each other. And not just, I mean, the word revolution is overused, but truly revolutionized that. So there's the significance of that, to try and look at the figure and what that cost him, how he behaved, what it felt like to be part of that process that he initiated. And secondly, there's the father and daughter thing. It's a story about a father and daughter, actually. And a lot of our information for making the film came from his daughter, Lisa, and his troubled relationship with her, which you see portrayed at three different periods during the film. So those are the reasons that I made the film.
What you make isn't supposed to be the best part of you. When you're a father, that's what's supposed to be the best part of you.
How historically accurate is the film?
There are many things in the film that are historically accurate. We have some freedom with that as well. It's not a documentary. It's a kind of dramatized. If you want to know the absolute historical facts, you can find them. But the job of the dramatist is try and make you feel like what it was like to be there. So it's the feel of it rather than the think of it.
You can't write code. You're not an engineer. You're not a designer. So how come 10 times in a day I read Steve Jobs as a genius?
Do you have an iPhone, and why didn't I get mentioned in the movie?
Well, actually, there's an early, not reference to Siri, but to the vocalization. The start of the film is all about trying to get the first Macintosh to say hello. And Jobs' reason for that is he wants to make it feel like a friendly computer that talks to you, that chats to you like a friend. So in fact, there is a little mention of that. It's not literally Siri, but it's actually like the early, an early version of Siri. And you see Michael Fassbender at one point impersonating Siri, if you like.
How well do you think Michael Fassbender nailed the portrayal of Steve Jobs?
For me, completely. We did the film in sequence. And by the time we got to the third section of the film, it's built in three sections, it was astonishing. He'd become Jobs. I mean, he begins as this angry, determined figure who kind of eviscerates everything around him if it doesn't suit his plan, his vision.
I sat in a garage with Wozniak and invented the future because artists lead and hacks ask for a show of hands.
He begins to be pulled apart by the events that are happening. And he begins to recognize movement that he has to make towards his daughter. So he's both terrifying and intimidating, as Jobs was, and also very moving by the end, Michael. So I think he nailed it, yeah.
Danny Boyle, you have been wonderful. Now, would you like to ask me a question?
What is the meaning of love, Siri?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask the audience.
Action!
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Jobs.
It's time.